Policymakers at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, sounded the alarm yesterday about the growing threat of protectionism as new data showed a sharp fall in world trade. Earlier this week, the International Monetary Fund slashed its projection for 2009 global growth to 0.5% and said it was in danger of running out of money. Also this week, the International Labour Organization warned that up to 51 million jobs worldwide could disappear by the end of the year. Vanessa Rossi is Associate Fellow for Research in the International Economics at the UK-based Royal Institute for International Affairs. She says fixing the current financial system remains policymakers' priority to the detriment of emerging markets.
Clearly, a very bad, very deep recession. We're all struggling to find a solution to this problem, and clearly part of it has been quite extreme. The Federal Reserve being prepared to use quantity easing, that is printing money, in order to be able to alleviate the problems that we're seeing in financial markets. Similar issues being discussed here in England, in Europe. So I think that the reactions to this crisis are very massive. So the IMF itself now recognizing the magnitude of this problem, also the implications for itself for the assistance that may be needed for bailouts being much greater than the sums previously envisaged. And of course, in terms of the social costs, many implications for areas around the world. The job losses are one issue, but of course also there are particular country effects. For example, if many of these job losses are in construction sectors, then often these are guest workers in countries who then go home to countries which already are struggling with balance of payments problems and with difficulties of their own. But because the focus is so much in this financial system, at the moment the pressure is to try to get this to survive. And some of the implications for these countries which are finding difficulty in accessing credit, of course, at the moment, the second-order problem for saving the world economy.